There's been another death in Samoa's measles epidemic, bringing the toll to 33. All but four of the deaths are children under the age of four, including one who died in the past day. About 200 people with the disease remain in hospital. A mass vaccination campaign is underway and dozens of New Zealand nurses are in Samoa to assist. Jonathan Mitchell has the latest.
Karen Page is a health delegate with the Red Cross and is preparing to spend Christmas in Samoa if she's required to stay and help. She arrived on Sunday and is working in the capital, Apia. She's one of seven who have travelled to help get everyone immunised as quickly as possible, as well as educating locals that it takes a couple of weeks before the vaccination is fully effective. Karen Page has seen a young boy, probably about 8 years old, isolated and waiting to be taken to hospital.
We have a little roped off area for children that come in with suspected measles and they're all referred to the hospital. But, you know, very clearly the main symptoms are a bit of a sniffle, but then with measles they get very, very red eyes, and that's a typical symptom of measles. So he was just waiting for his mum to pick him up and he was being shipped off for assessment at the hospital.
She's not sure if he's now one of the victims, and she says hospital staff are under immense pressure.
The hospital here desperately is needing qualified ICU general and paediatric nurses just to cope with the workload.
Karen Page says the effects from the epidemic are widespread.
The schools are closed. They've banned public gatherings that include children under 19 years old. The swimming pools are closed, things like that. I heard this morning they're going to close the nightclubs as well.
Andrea Chapman, who's also working for the Red Cross, has been travelling door-to-door around the capital, vaccinating people against measles. She says she's probably jabbed about 60 today.
Once you're there, they do tend to, they all want vaccines. I think because there's been a lot of, obviously, anti-vaccine comments and up until now, but now they're all very keen to be vaccinated, at least that's what I've come across.
She says some households have kids with measles, but they're on the path to recovery and not in any danger.
The children that are home, they just make a recovery, an uneventful recovery without complications.
The director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at Auckland University, Nikki Turner, says it's unclear how long the epidemic will last.
The answer is that people have either had measles now or they urgently need to be immunised. Once people have either had measles or they're immunised, the virus can then no longer spread. So there's a real urgency about vaccinating as many people as rapidly as possible who have not yet come in contact with measles.
New Zealand's government is on standby with more support if that's requested by Samoan authorities. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10-8.